Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. It's the third Tuesday, so Dr. Carly's going to be with us for the second half. So, you know, she'll be here. Just hold on. And for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about what the government thinks the true value of life is and what that may mean health-wise. Yeah, we got lots to talk about. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting up all of America. I'm lifting up for, you know, revival in America, righteous men and women to just rise up and just say no to all the tyranny. You know, take back, you know, this country and, you know, have it governed by, you know, God's laws again. Hey, did you know, speaking of God, 26% of sports fans say they pray to God to help their team. You know? Okay, so 26% of you guys that are sports fans out there, please, God, help my blank team win the Super Bowl, win the cup, win whatever. Okay, how about let's pray for Americans to win back this country. Add that to your prayer list. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got in the quack report? It's kind of brief tonight, but here we're going to go to Hawaii. Apparently, the Kauai County Council last November voted in a measure called 2491, which it's legislation to restrict GMOs, okay? So it was a reasonable restriction on the cultivation of genetically modified things there on Hawaiian Islands, apparently. The trinity of big biotech, that's DuPont, Syngenta, and AgroGenetics Incorporated, which is an affiliate of Dow AgroSciences, they filed a lawsuit arguing that that measure, 2491, is intended to, it's against their constitutional rights. Apparently, it's a measure to set up buffer zones between schools, where little kids are, and fields where they may be spraying all those pesticides for the GMO crops, right? And the measure also required that the companies that do spray to disclose when and where they're spraying their poisons, as well as report on their genetically modified crops. Well, of course, big biotech says, oh, that's not going to happen. No, no. Now, it currently stands that in Kauai, chemical companies have very few restrictions, and they're allowed to plant GM crops, and they're allowed to spray chemicals on the fields. And because of this, a lot of the islanders have become, a lot of the areas are toxic hotbeds, and the islanders, the residents, are reporting allergies, neurological damage, and other afflictions. So the councilman took that to heart. They're trying to protect their people and their land. And, of course, Measure 2491 somehow, unconstitutionally, is a violation of GMO cultivation. So according to Kauai's council member Gary Hoser, who also co-introduced the bill, he said the big biotech giants, they chose to use their money and legal power to bully us in court. And he also said these companies do not want our country to set a precedent that other communities and countries are going to have to follow. So since the announcement of the lawsuit, it's generated a groundswell of support outside, all over the place, in support of the measure the councilman put forth. So multiple law firms and various environmental lawyers have come forward and offered to fight the triple lawsuit pro bono. So you've got three very big corporations all ganging up to bring this lawsuit, according to Paul Ashcroft. He's the attorney for Earth Justice. He's an organization that is supporting Measure 2491. There you go. Hey, if you bring God in the fight, you know, God doesn't lose. Last but not least in the quack report, organic food shortages are hitting the United States. Organic cage-free eggs are becoming popular to the point that they're hard to find now at major grocery store chains. Some of your smaller organic stores may have them, but the big ones are having trouble. Supplies of certain kinds of organic produce also temporarily being limited. A demand during diet season, you know, the resolution season, if you will, is amplified. So people are thinking healthier and eating healthier. The demand also to grow and eat wholesome foods is on the rise, of course. Organic cucumbers, pretty much non-existent, hard to find right now. Since Christmas, cucumber supplies up from Florida because of, you know, the weather. And the supply from Mexico hasn't caught up yet to the demand. Basic theory economics, though, less supply, going to cost you more. So strawberry shortages a couple of weeks ago priced those berries way out of sight. Experts say the primary reason for the shortages is weather and, of course, demand. So now, if you want to beat some of these price shocks on your organic, go with winter squash or dark leafy greens. Those are still priced very reasonably, and they're plentiful. So there you go. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about what's the value of life. Yes, we are. Recently, you may have caught the show. I interviewed Dr. Carly, Rebecca Carly, on Herb Talk, and she kind of shed some light briefly on the codes that medicine used to produce your medical claims, you know, to submit to your insurance company. So I really didn't stop to think about those codes, to be honest. But in the 1980s, I used to work in a medical office, and the ICD-9, which were the diagnosis codes, and the CPT codes, which were the procedure codes, they were pretty commonly used in the field of medicine. You know, who hasn't left their doctor's office with a receipt from their visit with the code circled, you know, so the girls in the billing office can enter that in the computer and bill your insurance? So what are these codes, and how do they impact our health? Well, I dug into this to find out more, so we're going to find out. Okay, you all know that the powers that be would love to have a one-world healthcare system. One-world government, one-world healthcare, right? Well, the ICD-9 codes are really the International Classification of Diseases, and they have become the brainchild of the United Nations and the World Health Organization. Now, these codes are their standard tools to apply a statistical value to not just your diagnosis, but also to the value of human life. So we're told that the codes, you know, are for, you know, health management, clinical and billing purposes. This may be true. However, with the push for the one-payer global healthcare system, these codes will help to determine if patients, or should I say units, according to the Affordable Care Act, so it's determined if patients or units, whatever you want to call, are folks in needing of medical care, you know, are they worth saving? So these codes are going to help determine that. So looking at any health-related bill, the deception is that, you know, these codes look as innocent as a product item inventory number. However, these codes are taking your personal health assessment and establishing a value to it, a statistical value. So anyone who saw the movie iRobot, remember that? You'll recall that the police officer was saved by a robot from drowning, while the young girl, also involved in the accident, was, you know, it was determined by the robot she had less of a life value, so she was left to drown, right? So the robot could only save one person. He chose the person with a statistical higher life value. So I think these medicinal codes or these medical codes are instituted to make statistical life assessments on who should receive medical treatment and who should not. So now we've heard about the Affordable Care Act's death panel of bureaucrats, you know, well, you know, we've heard about the bureaucrats on that panel, which, you know, are going to be authorized to determine who should receive life-saving medical treatments, and these ICD codes will help them with those life value assessments. Well, let's talk about the statistics of this. According to the World Health Organization, the ICD-9 codes classify disease with a wide range of findings, including but not limited to symptoms, abnormal findings, social circumstances, external causes, etc. So these codes help map genetics, and the mapping can become so specific that some codes can have 6 characters. So these codes track morbidity and mortality rates, and the reimbursements paid to doctors and hospitals. They also promote automated healthcare decisions. So these statistics are gathered globally and are used in to compare disease worldwide. So the ICD-9 code is a classification, is statistic based, and it classifies health disorders. And it offers diagnostic assistance. So the World Health Organization and the UN, they produced this new version of this statistical health manual in 1992, and they're calling it ICD-10. And these codes are current through 2015. So these codes put patients into categories, and so each code references a patient's level of health function, disability, mental capability or capacity, social capacities, and other correlations related to life value. So there are over 155,000 different codes in the ICD-10, which will guide or instruct physicians on diagnoses and procedures. So the ICD-9 publication, it had a mere 17,000 codes. So these codes seem to be the training manual for treatment for healthcare providers. And we can't neglect to mention the folks under Medicare and Medicaid, because they have their own version called ICD-10-CM. So those ICD-9 codes were replaced October 1st, 2013 by the Department of Health and Human Services. However, the Affordable Care Act is such a mess that the use of the ICD-9 has been extended 1 year. So the World Health Organization, guess what? They're currently working on the newest version called ICD-11. And this publication is designed for Internet workspaces as a collaborative authorization tool platform. And it should be active by 2015 in 41 languages. Well, let's back up just a little bit and hit the history on these codes. The statistical classification of health started in France around 1893 by Jacques Bertillon. And the information he compiled was called the Bertillon Classification of Causes of Death. Okay, so it was the primary purpose of that publication was to help doctors distinguish differences in diseases. But by 1898, the American Public Health Association recommended that the United States, Mexico, and Canada adopt this concept, and it went from a European regional publication to an international one, and thus the International Classification of Causes of Death was published in 1900. Now, every decade, there was a new version published, and by 1910, it became the International Statistical Classification of Diseases, Injuries, and Causes of Death. It's also known as your ICD codes. So the responsibility to manage this publication fell on a group from the International Statistical Institute, but by 1948, the World Health Organization took it over. Well, let's talk about these units of universal code, because what we have is a health system which is programmed to reduce the treatment and life value of a patient into bits of universal code. And according to ingeniousmed.com, U.S. doctors must use the ICD-10 codes by October 2014 if they want to be paid by insurance companies or the government. So currently, 25 countries are using the ICD-10 code, and it is a tool medical offices and doctors use for all insurance providers, and there are no exceptions if they want reimbursement. So those codes affect decision-making and analytical systems. So the Department of Health and Human Services are going to rely on this system of codes to determine if surgery or other medical interventions are warranted. So this new code system called ICD-10 requires doctors and hospitals to upgrade their IT systems, which is a significant expense, and small medical practices struggle to comply. So healthcare professionals and the patients are told that the additional 138,000 codes will make the system more efficient and make documentation easier. Well, what this system will do is weed out the health professionals that are non-compliant and blacklist them from the insurance providers. They will have no choice but to either leave the patient care medical field or to no longer accept insurance to survive. Just, you know, cash, please, chicken, poultry, eggs, get some organic eggs, I'll take that. Maybe bartering, you know. Bring your Rimfire. I'll see you. I'll do the CT scan. I know. It's not funny, but it's just nuts. It's just crazy where this is going. Now, this system will also increase the audits of healthcare practices, and they will be paperless audits because there's a backdoor access into the IT system, which allows several government agencies access to monitor accounts and watch for insurance fraud. So this system will dictate to physicians the recommended care for patients, or they risk their reimbursements. So make no mistake, this is also a health reporting system on patients and physicians. Okay, so let's talk about no access for a minute, because according to the USNews.com and Watchdog.org, more of the top hospitals across the U.S. are opting out of the Affordable Care Act, because it's been reported already that like 95% of the physicians in California also have opted out. Patients may have insurance through their state exchanges, but nowhere to use it, apparently. So it appears that the nation's premier hospitals are accepting maybe one or two insurance providers under the Affordable Care Act. And you may ask, why is that? Well, the Affordable Care Act has caps on what doctors and hospitals are paid. So 7 of every 10 physicians in the state of California are refusing to participate in the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Richard Thorpe, president of the California Medical Association. He says this: "It doesn't surprise me that there's a high rate of non-participation. We can't do a service to the community for free, and we can't do it at a loss. No other business would lose money, and yet that is the expectation of big government masterminds who brought us Obamacare," end of quote. You know, this is true. He said it like it is. Also, Dr. Carley provided this. If you haven't signed up for the American Survival newsletter, she did provide this in one of the issues. She says she brought forward this U.S. Commercial Code 42, Section 18115, listed as freedom not to participate in federal health insurance programs. And it says this, quote, "No individual, company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance insurer offering group or individual health insurance coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance program created under this act or any amendments made by this act, or in any federal health insurance program expanded by this act, or any such amendments, and there shall be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such issuer for choosing not to participate in such programs," end of quote. All right, so, you know, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That ring a bell? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. So the Congressional Budget Office estimates 30 million Americans will remain uninsured under the Affordable Care Act. For varied reasons, people are not participating in their state exchanges, citing the premium is too high, the insurance isn't a good value, for political reasons, for religious reasons, or they just found a better deal somewhere else. So not everyone really needs health insurance, just like not everyone needs birth control drugs. So what most people may need is protection from catastrophic hospitalization and the expense that carries. So, you know, for this, you could investigate a very affordable option. You can go to chministries.org. That's abbreviated for Christian Healthcare Ministries. And you can check out their options there. Their number is toll-free at 800-791-6225. If you want to give them a call, 800-791-6225. Now, as long as people continue to tolerate their government taking their God-given rights and turning them into government-controlled privileges, then the people will continue to be enslaved. So stop and just say no to tyranny. Your life value depends on it. Well, let's talk about a real story, real true story. It saved my life. You know, in the early 1990s, I started using medicinal herbs, and they basically saved my life. You know, had I not paid attention to the precious option God had provided, I would today suffer from a myriad of illnesses, including chronic fatigue syndrome. So I had low energy, I had lower back pain all the time, I had annual bouts of tonsillitis, ear infections, and sinus infections. I was always constipated, and I had skin problems like acne and eczema. Now, I was not overweight, but I was slightly underweight at about 108 pounds. So one day I did my first bowel cleanse, and it was like lifting 50 pounds of weight off my body. I was amazed that, you know, the back pain was gone, and by the way, it never came back. My skin cleared, and as well as my constipation, that went away. My energy picked back up to normal, and also my skin cleared up. I later learned, actually, I was allergic to milk, so I removed it from my diet, and with that, my tonsillitis, my ear infection, and my sinus infections never returned. So, now, I was dumbfounded that this cleanse and this dairy removal from my diet pretty much changed my life for the better forever. It's simple. Now, this was the best-kept secret, and I wanted to know more, and I wanted to share it with others like you. So everyone listening to this has this power if they exercise it. So cleanse and nourish the body, and you have the best prevention against disease, and your life value is limitless. So if you'd like more information on immune boosting and organ cleansing, contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So ask for free product catalog and empower yourself. Take it back. Take the power back. You can do it. And why, if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters. There's the Health Quest and there's the American Survival. They go out each week and they're free, powerful information in there. You can share it with family and friends and, you know, just go out there and take back that health. You know what I'm saying? Forget about these codes. Who needs codes? You've got God's good herbs here. That's what you got. Also, if you can check out their Power Greens for Pets, we got to keep our pets healthy. And so if you've been listening to Dynavite commercials, boy, you're going to be paying out the nose for that stuff. And it's not certified organic. So try Power Greens for Pets. You'll save money. It's totally organic, and it's guaranteed at thepowerherbs.com. Well, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly here at the second half of the show. I got to get my stuff together because I got things to ask her. And if you want to email me some questions for her, you certainly can. You can go to wwilson@thepowerherbs.com. That's the email, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and send me an email, and I'll try to ask her. But, you know, we'll fit it in. We'll try to fit it in. But if you have health topics you want me to include on the show, don't be shy. Let me know. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief Formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live, and I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. It's the third Tuesday of the month, so that means we're talking with our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. Her banner's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com if you want to check that out, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, can I take a guess? You want to talk about chemicals?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you had a chance to read my contribution to the newsletter today, but...
Absolutely great contribution. I told folks to sign up for the newsletter. You're writing for it. So, yeah, great article.
Yeah, I was so disgusted to read, and this actually turned up in an article published in the Charlotte Observer on January 20th on page 1A entitled Chemical Spill Test Lawmakers. And... I put a link to the article that's on the Charlotte Observer website within the newsletter. Mm-hmm. And they reveal some very important facts in this article, including the fact that there are more than 80,000 1,000 chemicals in the United States cataloged by government regulators, and the health risks of most of them are unknown. And, of course, this was published in regards to what happened in West Virginia.
Terrible.
This massive dumping of this chemical that went into the Elk River, contaminating the drinking water for a huge chunk of the state, including the capital Charleston. Now, as it turns out, the 15-page material safety data sheet for the chemical, which is manufactured by the Tennessee-based Eastman Chemical Company, uses the phrase "no data available" 152 times. For example, repeated dose toxicity, no data available. Carcinogenicity, which is the ability or tendency to cause cancer, no data available. Of course, if you check out any vaccine in the physician's desk reference, it says the same thing for vaccines. None of them have ever been tested to see if they cause cancer. Reproductive toxicity, no data available. Once again, same thing for vaccines. Specific target organ toxicity, repeated exposure, no data available.
Do you suspect they have data, Dr. Carley?
Well, knowing how research fraud works, if they find proof of any of these things, they get rid of it. It's then no longer available. You see? That's how it works.
Well, that reproductive toxicity thing you mentioned, now I know they're still telling pregnant women in Virginia still don't drink the water. It's not completely safe, they don't think.
How can it ever be completely safe?
Really?
How are they going to get this stuff out of the river? And you see, this is happening all over the country, but there's a couple of other very important factoids I wanted to mention to the listeners.
Okay.
Chemicals in the United States are treated as innocent until proven guilty. A company does not have to prove that a chemical poses no health hazard in order to introduce it into the commercial market. Rather, the people who are poisoned by the chemical have to prove it poisoned them. And you see, this is very difficult because there's 80,000 chemicals that we're exposed to, and they always take the plausible deniability route. Well, how can you be sure it was our chemical? You know,
right.
We saw them do this in Fort Bragg for decades. All the soldiers living on this base were getting all kinds of weird health issues and miscarriages and stuff like that. And just recently they decided, well, yeah, maybe it is these chemicals that were leaching into the groundwater. But the really disgusting, as if all of this is not disgusting enough, turns out, and this is how the traitors in the District of Criminals work, two senators, the late Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey and David Vitter of Louisiana, introduced an industry-friendly bill last year called the Chemical Safety Improvement Act, where they basically say that the APA is only allowed to conduct tests on the what they've termed are high-priority chemicals. The low-priority chemicals cannot be investigated by the EPA, and as it turns out, this toxin in West Virginia would be considered a low EPA.
Why would it be considered low EPA if the people weren't allowed to drink water?
Well, that's what, you know, this Henry Waxman had commented, that it would be considered. But why are any of them considered low priority?
Right.
I mean, if the EPA does not test these chemicals and find out whether or not they're safe, how can you even determine the high versus low priority standard in the first place? So I suspect it has something to do with how much cash is stuffed into the pockets of the people making those decisions by those companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Little palm, you know, sliding over hands there. What would you recommend to people who suspect their water isn't safe, other than get bottled water? How can people test their water and check for themselves? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't trust any of the agencies testing the water.
Okay.
Because how, you know, they're not going to want to admit that there's a problem. So basically, you know, I have a well. I only use the water out of the tap for, you know, washing dishes and clothes and taking a shower, although I do have a shower filter. But I even buy bottled water for my pets. I would never ingest any water that comes out of the ground because the ground has been poisoned by pesticides being sprayed. Now we've got the chemtrail issue. I mean, it never ends. And
so if people were shopping for filtration systems, do you have any to recommend?
Well, there are a few good ones on the market. I did find one online. I don't remember the name of the company that makes a pretty good one. But if you own a house, it's important to install it at the intake level so that you can, you know, filter the water, you know, in your bath, because you're actually absorbing more toxins by taking a bath or a shower even than drinking them. And, you know, basically have all the water in your house as clean as possible. And you want to see, you know, that there's many different things taken out, especially chemicals, because, you know, they have like these Brita filters that they advertise. I mean, that's garbage. It's going to take out almost nothing.
Right.
We have heavy metals and all kinds of things that we have to deal with. So, yeah, it's very difficult. And, of course, we know that rivers and lakes are being poisoned all over the country. In fact, there are some rivers that don't even have any male fish because of so much pesticide runoff. Pesticides act as estrogens in the body. And lots of pharmaceutical drugs that get flushed down the toilet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the water's becoming poison.
Well, I know, I think Dr. True Ott from Mother Earth Minerals had a little thing that you could, very inexpensive, you can test your water as far as, you know, purity. And I can remember when we were going through a drought here in this region, I used it just to see what the purity level was, and they must have been pulling from a real deep aquifer because it wasn't bad. I mean, the purity level was, I mean, it didn't spike. So I guess the more drought you have, the deeper the aquifer they go as far as public water works here in Charlotte anyway.
Well, so, I have that gizmo, and as far as I remember, it only measures dissolved particles.
Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't measure chemicals or anything like that. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could find a gizmo that measures chemicals.
Well, there's 80,000 of them to choose from, so see,
yeah,
that's the problem.
That is a problem. Let's talk about detoxing then, because I know you've got some tools that you like to use to detox. If you were trying to detox some of these very bad chemicals, what would be your choices?
Well, I primarily use homeopathic remedies to detox different things. Unfortunately, there are not detoxes for every single chemical. And, of course, how do you know what chemicals that you have in your body? I mean, you can determine that with muscle testing, but when you have 80,000 to choose from, you know, it would take you probably a couple of years to get done with that. So basically, what I suggest to people, of course, not giving medical advice, just telling them what I would do if I was them, is a very good thing that everybody should be doing, in my opinion, is, you know, liver cleanses. And some of the herbs that you have are extremely good for that, such as dandelion.
The ginsengs are good, too, for that, Dr. C. They help the liver remove the impurities much faster. So you can layer in the ginsengs. Those are awesome.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, just doing a liver detox, a liver cleanse once in a while, every few months or whatever, that's very important. And, of course, trying to get a hold of a good water supply. I actually like a bottled mineral water out of Italy that comes in glass bottles. It's called San Pellegrino.
Wow.
Because I like a little bubbles.
Yeah.
But for my dogs, I use distilled water, and then I just add some trace minerals back into the distilled water because, of course, if you're drinking just distilled, you're not getting the minerals you need. So,
right.
You know, and it's so important. Hydration is critical.
Right.
The way that I learned to calculate how much water you need is to take your body weight in pounds and divide it by two. And that's how many ounces of water everybody should be getting every day just for your normal losses, such as through respiration, sweating, and things of that nature.
Hey, that's a good formula. I like that.
Yeah. And it turns out that's a lot of water. You know, a lot of people are like, wow, I can't drink all that water. And in fact, when you first start replenishing the water you need, you do end up running to the bathroom quite often. But after a while, your body actually gets, you know, adjusted and your cells get hydrated and the water starts moving into the cells. And then, you know, you don't have to use the restroom as often. But it's certainly worth going through that process.
Yeah, I had an herbal professor once that said that people are dehydrated and they just don't know it. That they're so dehydrated because they drink a lot of caffeine beverages and alcohol that they're not getting enough water, as you say, to replenish their system. And after a while, what happens is your thirst mechanism gets altered, he says.
Exactly.
So he said there's a really easy test for that. You could take, and for 2 weeks, just drink water. Don't drink soda, iced tea, coffee, beer, wine, or any alcohol. Just water. And at the end of 2 weeks, you'll see just how thirsty you are. So I thought that was an amazing thing. I did that, and yeah, he was right. I used to be a big teetotaler, but I've kind of changed me ways, and so I'm not drinking as much tea. If I drink tea, it's green tea now.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, another thing that people have to be aware of is that we have an epidemic of constipation in this country. And the colon's job is to extract water from the stool. And so if you're not drinking enough water, the colon is going to extract everything it can, and you end up with rock-hard feces. And this is one of the main things that I teach my clients about when they have issues with constipation. You're not drinking enough water. I mean,
right.
Of course, you know, fiber in the diet is important and all those things. But, you know, the water is the main thing.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, Dr. Carley. Have you heard this from people where they say, well, I just can't drink water. It doesn't have any taste or flavor to it. So people are drinking those flavored waters like vitamin water, which I think is not very good for them. What is your opinion?
Well, I totally agree. A lot of these drinks have very bad things in there put in on purpose. And so that's why I drink this mineral. It's a sparkling mineral water. Frankly, I don't really like just plain water either. But you add those bubbles to it, and they're naturally occurring bubbles. It tastes like seltzer water, but it's fresh mineral water out of a very pristine, clean place in Italy. And so that's why I drink it, because, you know, I like the bubbles. And so,
well, what about adding a little lemon, just a fresh lemon wedge? That'll give you a little vitamin C to it as well.
Right. Yeah, there's many things. Lemons, limes, cucumbers. You can add all kinds of different things to water in order to give it a flavor. One other thing I just want to mention quickly, another way to check to see if you're dehydrated is what your urine looks like. If
right.
your urine is very dark in color, that's because you're not drinking enough water. And this is also another good way to check to see if babies are properly hydrated. If you change their diapers and their urine is a very dark yellow color, you know they're not getting enough water. The urine should be almost clear.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we were talking about chemicals, so how many, there's lots of pesticides and chemicals on our foods. And do you have any idea how many pounds of pesticides people ingest on a yearly level, Dr. Carley? I know it's probably awesome up there. It's probably their body weight, you know.
Well, I don't remember the exact amount offhand. In a prior newsletter, I had reported on this.
Right.
Billions of pounds of pesticides are dropped on this country every year. Billions of pounds. So, and see, the other thing is that if you're not getting organic fruits and vegetables, of course, not only are you probably dealing with GMO more and more. But people believe they have these different washes that they sell that supposedly will remove pesticide residue from your fruits and vegetables. Well, guess what, people? The pesticides go into the ground, and they get sucked up into the root system of the plant. It's like a chemical enema. So there is no way to get the pesticides out of plants. That's why it's so important, you know, to spend the extra money for organic. I would rather do that and prevent breast cancer, prostate cancer, and all these things that are associated with pesticides, Parkinson's as well, rather than, you know, get the disease and then have to deal with it.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, people are listening, apparently, Dr. Carley. I know I sent you that that notice that the young generation, few and fewer of them are getting their flu shots, so people are listening. And yeah, also, more and more people are switching to organic. Now, there seems to be a shortage in some of the organics, especially now, you know, New Year's resolution, people want to lose weight, I got to eat healthier kind of thing. So people are starting to listen, and I think they're starting to slowly make these changes, and they're seeing these are changes that are lifelong changes. These ones are the mainstays for building blocks of health. So once they test drive it, as you probably know with your clients, that they stick with it. Sort of like brushing your teeth once you get used to it, you know. And they're just healthier for it.
And this is how we change things.
Right.
Now, we're dealing with our corrupt traders in the District of Criminals in regards to the GMO thing, because they've tried on a federal level to actually ban GMO labeling. But as far as the organic farmers, I know more and more farmers are actually going organic. And one way that they're getting around this ridiculous paperwork monstrosity that they have to fill out is, I know here in my area we have a farmer's market. And the organic farmers, what they say is that we don't use any, you know, sprays or anything like that. I forget exactly how they word it, but rather than actually calling themselves organic, they say that they grow things naturally. So that's how they're getting around having to, you know, pay for this ridiculous, you know, stuff that they have to go through, the hoops they have to jump through to actually be labeled organic.
Right. It's just a lot of red tape. It's crazy. I can remember that when I was trying to get, state approval to do what I do, it took 18 months. It did. It was just ridiculous, you know, to because I didn't want to start a business and you know, put a lot of startup money into it and then be told later on I can't do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, it was 18 months of red tape and a lot of waiting. And, oh, there's a question here, Dr. Carley, from the chat room. Question is, what about chelation? Is that a good way to get rid of pesticides from the body?
Chelation is used for heavy metals.
Right.
I'm not aware of any effect on pesticides. However, I don't like chelation. It's actually very hard on the kidneys. And I know of a few individuals that actually went into renal failure from doing chelation, especially if you have a heavy load of heavy metals in your body. That's why I prefer homeopathy, because it doesn't have side effects. And there's homeopathics to detox pesticides, radiation, heavy metals, many chemicals, not all of them, but there's homeopathics to detox everything. That's why I like homeopathy.
Well, typically when people ask me about cleansing the system, I tell them, well, usually you can do it as often as every 3 months or once a season. Do you think we need to be doing that more often because of all the toxicity and chemicals?
Well, when I do consults for people, I you know, suggest to them a series of detoxes that I would do if I was them to deal with the main ones. Like, for example, the vaccine detox, once you've done that, you're certainly not going to be stupid enough to get another vaccine again, so you'll never have to do that one again. But certain ones, like the heavy metal detox, I mean, we're sprayed with aluminum in the chemtrails. We have mercury all over the place. So detoxes like that, I suggest to redo every, you know, 9 months to a year. Some of them should be done on a regular basis. But once you get your body flushed out and your different cleansing processes start to work, especially in your liver and your kidneys, then it's going to be able to work much better and take care of a lot of that load.
Well, what do you recommend for pets, too? Do you recommend cleansing for pets?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yeah.
How often would we do those?
Well, it's the same thing, you know.
Okay.
I do detoxes for my dogs and cats. Only one dog has never been vaccinated, but the other dogs got vaccine detoxes, and we're all taking the radiation detox. I will take that every day now because of Fukushima.
Yeah, I heard it's really bad. It's
yeah,
really bad.
The amounts of radiation we're being exposed to are off the charts. It's like three Chernobyls happening in one place. And, of course, you know, it's all being kept under wraps by the mainstream media.
And then more and more people, I'm sure, are aware, though, I think, when they're listening to alternative shows and they're taking steps to do something about that, protect their thyroid and their families. And so I think people are coming around. We've been preaching to the choir for a long time, but I think people are starting to wake up and notice and make some changes, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
So, absolutely, Dr. Carley does contribute to the American Survival Newsletter. Thank you, Dr. Carley. And that goes out on Tuesdays. So those out there, if you're wanting to read Dr. Carley's wonderful articles, you can sign up for free. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on the newsletters tab and sign up, and it'll be sent to you through your email on Tuesdays. And if you need to contact Dr. Carley, you can give her a call at 888-321-6751. That's 888-321-6751. Of course, the website you want to check out is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And you also have another website, Dr. Carley. It's drcarley.com?
Yes, but I suggest people start with the Reversing Vid site. The Dr. Carley site is massive. I have to redo it, but I just have so much on my plate, I haven't gotten a chance to get around to it.
Now, your archives, where can they access those? Your radio show archives.
TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. That's not my website, but my archives are posted there for many shows I do. If you just click on Dr. Carley Archives, there's at least a few hundred up there.
That's great. That's great. So if anybody out there was listening and they didn't know where to start with cleansing, where's the first place you'd tell them to start?
Well, the first thing that I would tell them that I would do if I was them is to learn what's bad for you to begin with, and stop taking those things in. On my Reversing VaccineInducedDiseases.com site, if you go to the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab, you can print out the diagrams. There's four diagrams that I came up with back in 1999. The first one is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then you can print out the diagrams, and below there, click on a link to listen to a lecture of me explaining the diagrams, because you have to learn what's bad first. And there's
right.
So many bad things, you know, aspartame, fluoride, pesticides, you know, all these things that we discuss. So you have to stop doing what's bad. Stop using chemicals in your house. You know, we see these commercials. One that drives me crazy is this Febreze crap. You know, they show
yeah.
this mother spraying it all over the couch and in her baby's room and everything. These
right.
are toxic fumes that you're breathing in, okay? So you got to stop doing all those things.
Well, stop what you're doing to make yourself sick, cleanse and nourish the body, and you got most things whooped. That's how I figure it.
Exactly.
Well, we're out of time, Dr. Carley. I want to thank you for being with us, and she'll be back again with us next month. Thank you, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're out of time, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.